Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Feels like everybody is welcome at the country table these days. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy. Hope is here. TJ is here as well.
There's a new collab that caught me off guard, but I am here for it. Ernest just released a song with the one, the only, Snoop Dogg!
That is a name that I never thought we would hear associated with country music. And Ernest, by the way, if you don't know who he is, has written a ton of hits for other people, specifically Morgan Wallen and their buddies. And he's been bopping around Nashville for a long time, a star in and of himself, but not like a huge mainstream star. But if he came here, there'd be thousands of people buying tickets, for sure.
And with that being said, before you hear it, tell me if I'm wrong. Prove me wrong. It reminds me of Elvis's Guitar Man.
Absolutely.
Swinging little guitar man.
You want
and
a little snippet?
Sounds.
Play it, play it, play it.
Both said days are going half crazy. What you say, baby, about a little rendezvous? And it won't be long till they're singing that song about getting half gone. Hey, baby, do you want to go too?
I don't know that I've ever heard Snoop sing.
Plate full of chicken, mama's in the kitchen talking on the telephone. Kids outside while sliding on the slide, and daddy said, leave me alone. He said, I'm getting gone.
All right, I need to turn it down because he's about to drop a word I can't play on the radio.
I'm getting gone.
Can't you just feel a 70 degree like spring summer day? You're, you know, outside on a patio, you just got a beer from the bar, and like the night's starting, it's like 6 o'clock. That's what I like thinking of. I'm like, oh, it's like the night's getting started.
That is
it's
a
like
fun
chill,
song.
But it's like upbeat, and you're like, oh yeah, we're gonna have a good time.
Do you think country is more inviting to artists from outside the format than other formats are for country people going their way? For instance, if Alan Jackson were to cut a song, do you think 98PXY would ever play it?
With who?
Give me a name, young hip girl over there.
Yeah, I don't know. Who's making music
Chapel
over there
Road.
Nowadays? Who are the kids
Whoa.
Singing?
Alan Jackson and Chapel Road drop a song.
Right.
Nobody's playing it outside of us.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Chapel Road's on there. That like she's so big, they'd have to play it down there. But it might have some, you know, some push to get it on, some airtime.
Yeah, it is interesting. It just seems our genre's getting... Well, yeah,
all of our award shows, Every time you watch the CMAs, somebody walks out on stage. Now, I'm not a pop guy. I didn't know who it was. I was at the ACM Awards last year because the station won an award. So I was honored to go down and accept that award. And Dua Lipa walked out on stage to sing with Chris Stapleton.
Oh.
I didn't know who she was.
You're like,
I looked at the dudes next to me. I'm like, who is that?
Does that lady know that Chris is about ready to sing? And she's kind of in his way.
Ladies, I want to say formally and in front of the world, it is hard being a girl. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. And God bless you both and all of you listening. I shot a video earlier this week, and we have this thing called Culture Club here inside the building. And I would post the video, but it has some salty language in it. We were praising one of our coworkers. So I made this little funny video. I kind of roasted her in the video, but there was a lot of honesty in there too. But part of it was me wearing a wig and fake nails because she's got big fake nails.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put the nails on, I could no longer do anything. I couldn't pick up a pen.
Right.
I couldn't type. I couldn't open a door. I needed help putting on the other hand of nails because the hand that I would write with, I couldn't get the other hand to do what it needed. So long story short, the hair, the makeup, the nails, all the stuff that you guys go through on a daily basis, God bless you.
It's exhausting.
It is hard being a girl. I was a girl for like 10 minutes for a silly video that I made at work. And in that 10 minutes, those nails, I was like, get these things off of me.
They're nice for like an event. They do look pretty, but they're really not functional. They're not, unless you get them at a reasonable. I had, you know, a few weeks ago, I got a hair up my, I don't know, up my hiney and went and got fake nails. I wanted to see how they would look for the wedding.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're out.
They barely lasted a day.
Like, they're out. They're out. Just to grab the wet laundry out of the washing machine to put it into the dryer, I'm like, oh my gosh, you can't pick anything up. Just the small stupid thing, I have a push button to lock my bathroom door.
Yes.
So every time you go to the restroom, you just push it. The nail was so long, I'm trying to fit my thumb or one of my fingers to press the button in to lock my stinking bathroom door, which half the time it didn't do, which in my house, it's a free for all. You know, if that door's not locked, somebody's coming in. So yeah, it's just, I could not function on a daily basis. My phone, I was, you know,
see videos of Dolly Parton playing guitar with those things.
I know.
And
I
don't, she makes music with them. The 9 to 5 well, that, song. Yeah, that, where she's wrapping them together. With the, it's supposed to sound like the washboard. But there's videos of her playing her nails.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear it.
A little bit. Yeah.
So she can play a guitar, but I don't think Dolly has to worry about doing laundry or.
I don't know. Okay, not to get too personal, but how do you do anything in the bathroom with those things on?
Lots of paper.
Yeah.
You got to cushion it.
I don't even understand how that would work.
You got to wad it and cushion it. Almost
probably not good for
almost
the
butt. Like, no, it's not.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're almost making like a mitt. Like a mitt out of toilet paper. It's a toilet paper mitt.
Did we just get TMI? Pretty? Oh, God. Guess who's coming to country music? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. We got some country music news for you. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Jelly Roll is nearly 200 pounds lighter. He says he started at 540 pounds. He's now down to 357 as of, I want to say, within the last week or so. Jelly said he wants to drop another 100 pounds and then go skydiving with his wife in Sweden.
Yeah.
Which, what an accomplishment that's going to be. He also says, I want to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026. That's my new goal. I want to have one of the biggest transformations. And that will be one of the biggest transformations.
Oh, absolutely. So when he was here for Guitars and Stars, he was 560 pounds.
That is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man. John Party is a big fan of cussing. Not shocked by this story. He says he's got to tone it down now because he's got two young daughters. He's trying to dial it back. He says, I try not to curse as much. I've been trying to be good because now my baby girls are starting to be copycats.
Yeah, they're little sponges. So you'll realize that your bad words turn a little more clean or rhyme with whatever or you know.
The second you hear your kid repeat something that you've
said. You're like, I'm the worst parent in the world. And then you just start saying dang it for everything.
Yep. So the next artist who might be coming to country, it doesn't sound like this is going to happen tomorrow, but Ed Sheeran. And he does spend a lot of time in Nashville. My industry folks that I talk to every week here say he's there a lot. And he writes with a lot of people. And apparently he loves country music. He says he's coming to try it out eventually. There's no timeline on this. And here's why. Ed has been interviewed recently. He says Nashville is his favorite city in the United States. And it's not like he's new to the country scene. He's worked with Luke Combs. He's performed with Chris Stapleton. So not too shocked to hear that he's doing it. And he just did, I think on social media, weren't there videos of him at like Tootsie's in the last week or two?
Oh, yeah.
So he's been all over the place, Nashville. And this is what I like about how he's approaching it. He says, I feel like I have to do it properly. Like, once you transition to country, you can't transition back. It's a genre you have to really respect. It's not just dip in and then dip out.
Right. And he's got to love Nashville. Compared to L.A., L.A.'s got to be so stifling. Like, it's just something for great creative people in Nashville.
Yes, Nashville is a music city. And as a writer, and that guy is a brilliant songwriter.
They're everywhere.
They are everywhere in all different genres. Like, a lot of the people we grew up to listening to in the 80s, like if you were into hair bands, like Cinderella, most of those guys are session players and write with other people. Nelson, remember Nelson, the two guys, the twins?
Oh, my gosh.
They're both huge Nashville writers now.
Nelson is writing stuff in Nashville?
The two twins. Remember the two blondes?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have the poster?
Maybe.
B-Morning. It's wrong with people. It's a B-Morning Coffee Club. I see stories like this, and it just irks me. It's B-Morning Coffee Club, WBEEM. Billy Hope is with us. TJ, tell us about what's happening in theaters across the nation, not just here.
Well, here and theaters, because it's all over online. And as you know, it just needs to be online for it to go viral. And then all of a sudden, it's a whole lot of bad idea. It's the Minecraft movie, right? There is a part in the Minecraft movie where some green dude, I'm not going to pretend to know who the character is, falls out of a suspended box onto a chicken. And then people go wild. I don't know why it's significant, but everybody trashes the theater at a certain point during this Minecraft movie. Now, this was brought to my attention way before what happened, unfortunately, at our local Apple theaters. Was it in Greece?
Pittsburgh.
The Apple
Pittsburgh.
Cinemas.
Pittsburgh.
So, but it's happening everywhere. A lot of the staff of different theaters are catching these guys doing this and then posting it. My kids were on TikTok last night showing me, and these were not, you want to say like, oh, what is wrong with kids today? These weren't all kids. Most of them were adult men. Most of them were adult men that I saw in these videos. And they
like
were
20s, 30s, 40s.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
That's crazy.
All of the above.
I know we want to blame it on youth. Like it's a, oh my God, it was just a theater full of, you know, 13
year olds.
Bunch
of wild kids.
Bunch of 13 year olds doesn't know any better. No, that was not the videos that I saw. Yes, that could be the case for some, but that whole place erupted. I saw one man put another man on his shoulders. Like it's like they celebrate like a party, which is fine if you want to interact, but they're throwing their popcorn. They're standing on the seats. They're dumping their sodas on each other on the seats. I mean,
that's the tough part. I mean, you can sweep
they're chucking
up
hot dogs.
Popcorn,
oh, my God.
Yeah. And like there's theater workers who, you know, are like, man, they don't pay me enough.
Right. And they don't to deal with that.
Right.
That's like back in the day, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Remember that? They would do like midnight showings of it, and it's a cult movie, mm-hmm. and there's certain things that would happen throughout the movie, not just once. You know, there's one point where they like let's have a toast, and people bring toast, and they toss toast. But I think in those instances, they know what's going to happen,
yeah,
and they're ready for it.
This was like, what is happening?
Right.
They have not prepared for this, and now I haven't taken my kid yet. I'm like, I'm not taking you to that. I'm not getting covered in soda and popcorn. I don't want to be part of it. That's what it is.
And in this economy, you're chucking hot dogs across right. the theater?
That's like a $12 announcement you're making there.
Exactly. And that whole big thing of popcorn, there's no free refills anymore if you didn't hear.
Really?
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hi, everybody. It's Ryan Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.